Well, this is another thing. I think the epidemic in cannabis that's bad. It's every failed person from music, fashion, energy drinks, whatever. It's like the people that couldn't make it there.
Yeah.
It's like the most mediocre person from like a sportswear company or energy drink company or an alcohol company. And you're like, they were at blah, blah, blah for 2 years, yeah. You know, like, and now they're doing the stuff and you're like, okay, cool. Like they were at North Face for 2 years or whatever right. it is, you know what I mean? Red yeah. Bull for 2 years. Yeah. And now like they're running your company, like right. they're running their CMO of your company mm-hmm. and they like, cause they controlled a one half of a state for a little bit. Like mm-hmm. what's going on here?
I mean, yeah, shit, might as well take this opportunity cause yeah, we are,
do it.
Me and Aaron spent 30 minutes last night planning 2022 at midnight last night. Yeah. No, we're about to double down on YouTube.
I saw that. It was like, you posted something maybe today. It's like, double down instead of flex on some shit or buy some shit or something like that.
Well, this is our whole shit. It's like just putting it back into the fun community, providing value, of providing course. Content, whatever. Like yeah. this last year, like we literally have not charged for one thing at one event ever, except for booth space sponsors. But in terms of attendees, like free drinks, free food, free merch, though. Free giveaways.
Well, you guys are.
I mean, so our my mentality of it is just going back to what I was just saying. It's like just a broader approach, and it's like, cool, I'm just going to have these different groups of people on a monthly basis come through. We're going to provide a cool venue. We're going to provide networking opportunity. We're going to provide drinks. We're going to provide food. We're going to give them content. We're going to give them yep. merch. We're going to have them up. We're going to hang out with them. We're going to talk to them. We're going to build a community. We're going to have a dope space.
Even crazier than that.
Boom, 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 boom. And then exactly what you said. What are they going to do?
But you're inviting
They're all
going to
talk
your,
about it.
Your literal home.
And they are.
But you're inviting them into your literal home. I know, but first it was like the space, and then now you're living here.
No, we've lived here since day one.
No, but I mean, like before, it was like we'll get the space and we'll do events there. But then after living here, now it's like your house that you happen to do events at. Before it was like an event space you lived at. Mm-hmm. Now it's like a house that you do events at. Kind right. of probably flipped. But the fact that you invite people into your home to do the shit is
Rama. You would not
like,
believe
could you imagine
the shit
any
I
of these people
you up with
yeah,
and
but like,
deal with.
Name,
and, oh
name
my God.
Any brand, not to the cool guy brand owners. Name any of the other people that would like let this happen at their house. There's
but
no
that's
way.
My point.
Once a year, maybe, and they oh but, we can't so, do that again. You know.
But that's my point.
Yeah. Of course.
So it's like, well, do it. And then yeah. we get all the attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, honestly, it's worked out quite well for us just in the fact of, one, building connections, two, gaining awareness, and three, just building an overall community. Like, so I don't know. Yeah, it's been good for us, but it's not a traditional approach by any means, and it's probably not a smart approach. Like, probably shouldn't just throw events every fucking week and not try to make money off it and whatever, but like, that's how we're doing it, and that's, I don't know, that's how we're fucking running it, whatever. You
I
know?
Don't give a shit.
Yeah, we're and like, that's our whole thing. We're not trying to make money. If we're trying to make money, then I would be charging every guest,
yeah,
and
but then they wouldn't be the same events. You're making money, you're just not getting paid now.
Exactly.
You have to wait to make your money. That's how I'm doing
it. We're building a brand.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's it's marketing.
That's right.
It's marketing, yeah. It's building, it's whatever. Yeah. It's a lot of things, but like, that's how I view it.
And you're not losing money on them, right? Because you're getting them sponsored.
Our overall company is growing, and that's what I look at. I don't look at
the
fucking day to day.
They're not lost leaders, right? They're like, the brands pay for them. You're breaking even on them at least or something.
Sometimes we just do them to do them and whatever.
My partners hate when I do that. I just like the cool parties.
That's why we don't have investors, because they would fucking look at us like we're crazy.
Oh, no way. Yeah. The only investor you'd be able to have is like some like crazy crypto guy or some dude in like Dubai that's just like doesn't give a fuck and you know what I mean? He doesn't even know and he's just like ah ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen Beautiful Losers? The documentary?
That sounds familiar. Super familiar too.
Yeah, yes. You really should watch Beautiful Losers. Unbelievable documentary. Yeah. And it's that whole crew. Barry McGee, Margaret Killigan, Steve Powers, Jeff McFetrich, all these amazing Phil Frost and but they go to Japan and it's Barry McGee and a bunch of these artists. You guys know Barry McGee, Twist, graffiti guy, number one. Oh, wow. No. I'm that old, huh? Barry McGee is probably like the number one coolest street artist graffiti guy ever.
Like the fucking Gonzo.
Yes, exactly. So if all the museum shows, he's like the number one. He's the cover. He's solo museum shows all over the world. But they go to Japan and the Japanese guys just think the rich guys just give them tons of money and they all buy cars, all of them each separately in Japan. And these guys don't have licenses or anything. And they all like are just smash up derbying and smashing themselves into each other. But the Japanese guys like funded it and loved it. Go crazy. And they'd be like, then like they were stealing stuff all the time. And they'd be like, how much did you steal today? Ha ha ha. Like they like love this chaos and this thing that it created, you know? And like, That's what you guys are doing.
Right.
Like, you guys are the non-compliant. You can't even, first of all, you can't sell anything at the party. It's right. non-compliant. You right. have to give it away for free.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it has to be 21 plus. But you guys are the kings of non-compliant, and that's why I fuck with you, and I love it. People are like, how is the difference? And I'm like, we're like too strict, and they're like too loose. That's like why I think it's exactly. like peanut butter and jelly. You know?
That's like literally why this works so perfectly. Like, it literally doesn't compliment any better. It's like what's your Universal or MTV or whatever, but it's almost, it's
I've
like,
been thinking about
that's
the MTV
a, that's
reference.
A really good one. I like that one a lot, but MTV it's even what you just said too. It's
I've been thinking about the MTV because that came off the cuff when I was talking to you right then, but I thought about
that's
it back
again.
That's
a great analogy.
That's exactly. And, like, and I'm glad you guys thought of it because I really was like, I made it as such a compliment, and you guys just didn't grow up on MTV like I did. It was the most important media thing on the planet. I mean, like, you guys saw it a little bit, I'm sure, but like, it was like
the transition.
There wasn't more anything. There was no Fox News or
Kurt Loder
CNN or like, there was none of that. There wasn't. MTV was it. It was the number one media thing on the planet by Viacom, and I don't know what the numbers were back then, but I'll bet you it's 10 times what people are watching now.
Yeah. Right.
It was it. MTV was it. You know, like, there was, for New Year's Eve, there was like the thing that happens now on Channel 4 and MTV. And it was like MTV had everyone cool, and Channel 4 was like Al Roker and, like, you know what I mean? Like, old white dudes and stuff like that. You know? But yeah, that's what's happening. You know, the problem is, maybe for you guys, not the problem, the challenge, the fun part is, like, as you guys are moving and evolving, the industry is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how did MTV now not relevant? You know what I mean? They stopped playing music. Mm-hmm. Right. And now it's like, now there's MTV 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 20 or whatever. But like, no one cares anymore. Mm-hmm. They lost their relevancy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, where like, they could still be the number one piece for that.
Yeah. That's they just went reality show on everything.
Yeah.
And like, our goal is like, obviously keep fucking with the community. And this year we're going to just double down on not even just like YouTube shit, but just content. That's what we're good at, and the storytelling.
You're the best at it.
We figured out what we're lacking, and it's the distribution. It's the visibility. It's like we already know our content's fire. The volume and quality, it's undeniable.
And what about like an OTT thing, right? Like all that bullshit. Like, why don't you just go out?
So that's the thing. Cool, I could go do that and scam some people, like fucking, not going to name who, but it's like, it's too easy. It's like, cool, what do you do? Cool fucking Amazon, whatever. Now I'm in 40 million homes and I build a deck and I go to raise $3 million and I raise $5 million and I call it a day. Like,
but what if, okay, yes, I love what you said that.
I'll do that right now.
What if you just didn't do that last part?
What's that?
Raise the money.
Right.
What if you just did that part? What if you just got the distribution?
It's funny because I had to call
all the
somebody.
Content. You know, that's what I wanted to. I tried to partner with you already. Like, I tried to partner with these guys. They didn't want to do it, just to be clear. but you have that archive. Like, to me, don't need to raise money. You know what I mean? They're gonna raise money, hire a huge agency that's gonna hire a small agency that's gonna hire either you or me after that.
So I say that because I had this call last week with somebody, and they tell me, I don't want to name names, but
I know
basically you probably know who it is, whatever. They're like, they have the biggest database of content. And I'm like, oh really? I'm like, I didn't say anything, I just came out of shit. But I'm like, dude, if people even only knew the database of content we have from the last 10 years, not only original shows, but fucking interviews, events, products, brands, people, like, it's absurd. Every brand, like everything. Like,
everything, yeah.
Dialed. And it's like, we're just sitting on it. And it's like, these dudes have like probably some shit, but whatever. They just get this bullshit thing just so they can leverage the 40 million home viewership. Even though that doesn't mean shit, because out of those 40 million people, how many people are actually watching?
No one's seen any of those shows.
But it's all what you can put on your deck, right? And how you hustle the boomer to give you the whatever.
But again, that's back to the short money thing. That's back to just the quick money now and not long money.
Right.
That guy you're talking about, that company you're talking about, change their name from another company.
Yep.
And like, I know who you're talking about specifically. And the other guy, like, probably can't ever work in the industry again.
After losing millions, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, we've never raised fucking $1. We've never had a budget for shit.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly. I didn't know you could raise money. I sold Punk Rock Records and used the money to put out more Punk Rock Records.
Yeah.
That's all I thought you did.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that.
Option
to even
us,
with Gary, we didn't like raise money from Gary. He bought equity in the company and we're good and we're done immediately. And it was like, that was like, I didn't even know you could do that, raising anything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. You know,
And
I don't know if I feel comfortable with it in general, but I think to really scale and go, you need to do that, or the public thing's ridiculous, you know, but like, I understand the value in that and why people, you know, like I could see like a Weed Maps doing good with something like that or whatever. But I think, but you guys could just have, you're in LA, you're in this house. You'll get any meeting you want if you just hit them up enough and have someone do it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will come here and be like, oh my God, we need to like just record here tomorrow. This is the Hype House or whatever the fuck, you know, like, or Jersey Shore or all those things combined. You know what I mean? It was what was the one that I was growing up that it was their first one that they it was huge, huh? MTV's first show.
Not Real World or Road Real Rules. World. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Real World. Yeah. 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 That shit was crazy. But that was the first one. But that's this stuff. Like, this is a format already that's happening.
This is 100%.
You guys would never do that. People tried to do it in my building. I was like, fuck no, there's no way. Like, I'm not letting you editing what I'm saying, like, around doing drama. Like, I get it.
Like, we could just do it ourselves. Yeah. We have the team.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know what I mean?
You guys for sure could go do one of those deals, do that archive thing. But what if you put it on all those platforms and didn't raise any money?
Right.
Right? Like, just archive the stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have it there. Then it's going there. And then I wouldn't expect more than one of them to work, but one of them might start working. Egypt has this, or India does this, or Germany has this, and South America here, Montana, Florida, whatever. Wherever, like, one of these things might be a thing. And then I don't think that's the real game. I think that's the free billboard to get you to the game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, if that's all,
it just gets more eyes, so that some random ass Netflix exec and the stuff. Sees the shit.
So, or then, maybe they do want to invest, and you then the leverage is on your side. But if you're going to raise money, it's different. If you're just like, if you just can answer what you'll do with money if you got it, because you're gonna be like, I don't really need money, and they want it even more. Like, you watch the Social Network,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right, Social Network. Mm-hmm. Yes, both of us. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. It's like the scene when he shows up late to the money.
He doesn't give a fuck.
But yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, oh my god, we gave you twice as much as you wanted.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. You know, so that's what people want to invest in, because they don't know what's going on. They're investing into Josh, Derek, Aaron, not the high rise. They don't know what that, you know what I mean? They don't know what that is. That, you know, they're just investing into, or me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're investing into us personally.
Yeah.
Back to the whole point of not fucking it up and trying to take people's money and run and that scammy shit. You
know? Right. So, just every time I see that or I hear the word OTT, I just think of that same fucking shit.
I've never even said it till right now, like, dude, and I've been hated saying it.
I get pitched it, like, not too much anymore. We used to get pitched it a lot when we were doing more YouTube stuff, but it was just like every time, and it's just like, the same pitch every time, like, you're gonna be viewed by 250 million people.
Yeah,
like, oh, am I?
Billion people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, how come I've never heard of any of these shows ever?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's crazy. It's all scammy stuff. It's all fake numbers. All even all the Instagrams are fake, and you know, like, we see this stuff, and it's like, and then you look at the engagement. I get more engagement than people that have a million followers.
Okay, thank you.
What's happening here?
No, like,
we're so fucked.
We've gotten this close to making these posts and not posted them, but like, it's just too funny. Like, we've compared it, like, it's just like, but not even like that, but just like, just on an educational level, like, showing you, like, literally, million followers, first post, 16 comments, 10,000 followers, 79 comments.
Yeah.
But like, 99% of the people are going to go to the million follower account based off the metric or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
the people that don't know, because again, no one knows what's
going on.
You've
tricked the, also, like, the Gary Vee shit, the 99 or whatever.
It's almost like the news, dude. Like, how boomers will just believe anything that they see on the news.
Yeah.
It's like, people will see, they understand that it's fake following, but they still see the 2.4 million. Oh, and it's just like, ooh, whatever. I get hard off this shit. Let's give them the check. You know what I mean? They like know it's fake, but they see it. And like,
it's two things, right? It's the salesperson and then what they're selling, right? So it's not just the blue check mark and stuff. It's like that person, like, doing that, like, scammy closing businessy thing, which you guys don't want to do that either.
No.
I don't know who does that. I don't know if Josh does that for you guys, but none of you guys seem like you don't. I don't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't, you know, it's like that's the problem. Like, these people will get hired once and never again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's like, the whole thing. Yeah. Cause
we could sniff that shit out in 30 seconds now. Yeah. Like, okay, this person's not going to be here. This person's not going to be here in 18 months. You know, they're going to be in a different industry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why I'm glad you guys are building your own IP. You always have, but like the name, but like the products and stuff, even though I'm sure some brands don't like it or whatever, but, cause it's a thankless business. Mm-hmm. So then I worked with Darren forever, right? With Romanelli, Street Virus, and Pancake Epidemic and Green Street. And like 10 years in, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? This is like the most thankless business of all time. Like, they hire us because we're experts, but then they don't listen. I get like...
that's literally been the thing the last, like, month. Like, it's been, like, you know, the server client sort of shit. But
it's the worst.
Like,
that's why I stopped working with them.
Or just like, so frustrating.
Or it's like, okay, well, my daughter's in college. And
she's going to run the account now.
And she's got... Her class has... she's in design school. So what I did is I sent your work to the design school, and some students have some questions for you. You know what I mean? And I'm
that's
like,
a good one.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. Or it's like, I'm talking about, these are six figure clients. These companies are paying me $250,000 a year. Right. And they're still doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and, or I get some that, and again, I stopped doing all, I quit. I gave up. I was like, I'm done. And it was, the CFO was like, yeah, I'm not really into these colors that you're using here. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. Good news is it's science. So those colors represent this. And if you know, and here's the whole, how we got there, here's your style guide. So here's your brand archetype. And this is where you are clearly. And therefore, these are the only colors you're allowed to use.
Yeah.
Because fucking Dow Chemical and fucking Clorox and whoever, Johnson & Johnson, have spent billions of dollars building out these sciences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, that's the good news. You can't, sorry, you can't use that emoji in your thing because you're an investment company. You know what I mean? Like, so that's great news. So, but it's like those things, and I'm just so good at it. It's like,
okay, I want a tip for navigating a difficult client.
Oh, I love that. Well,
for me and Josh. Josh, listen to this.
Take notes, bitch.
You know, you got to have a yes man, a person, yes person, not man, but like yes person, unfortunately, right?
That's what we call it, eat the shit.
You got to have someone that just does it, you know, and I'm not going to do it. So I'm like, I get removed from stuff. My own team will be like, you can't be on the call anymore because you like told him that was a terrible idea.
And that's, I was like, me and Derek Starr is like, all right, you can stay and shoot
photos.
I'll talk on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, fuck these people. Like, yeah. Dude, now he's good. Now we're like fucking just immune to it. Like,
yeah.
But even then, I'm still that dude. Yeah. So I'm just really like better at handling it now.
And then I really do this from the very beginning. I'm like, I started getting way more aggressive. Like the last ones I've done have been like, I've been like honestly, Playboy Playmate. Here's my likes and dislikes. And if you want to fuck with me, you can. But like, this is it. And this is the thing. And it's like, it starts with too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yep.
And I'm like, listen, like, I can't, I tell them the stories. I can't have the CFO talk about it because this is science.
Right.
And you guys can talk about it all you want and I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you.
Right.
You know, so if you're going to hire me to do it, you're saying I'm the best in the world and you can't believe that you're going to hire me. Right. Well, if I'm fucking having Michael Jordan on it, like, I'm not going to guess why he's getting the thing in. Like, please, like, it's good, you know?
Yeah.
I'm more of Larry Bird, of course, but, you know, but that's the idea. So I think it's in the very beginning, just like setting the super tight with the rules on it.
Over communicate what
Like, this is exactly how it works, you know? Especially, it depends how hot they are on the company, you know, on hiring you guys, you know, or us or whatever. So I think it's that. And, the money, I would say, I think there's two things with this one. So it would be, I'm trying to think of what the other one was, but I thought about this not long ago. For sure. Oh, absolutely. Have you seen Kon-Tiki? No. Kon-Tiki. K-O-N-T-I-K-I. I'll give you some movie. Please watch Kon-Tiki, guys. You'll love it. Okay. It's a movie, a true story about essentially a guy that takes a raft on a hunch from like one part of the world to another, and he has this hunch that like Polynesia was like Tahiti was from Polynesia or some crazy thing. I forget exactly the things, but like he's like, I gotta rebuild this hut from 1,000 years, this raft from 1,000 years ago, big raft, and we're gonna do what they did, and we're gonna land over here on this other continent, and it's gonna change science forever, like Charles Darwin kind of style stuff. They do it, he fucking is right, and it's Kon-Tiki. It's like, you guys aren't going to understand this voyage we're on, but and the plan that you're going to lay out, the plan that I'm laying out for the next 12 months is so specific. And one of the ideas doesn't work unless the other works. So we're going like, here's all the calendar and the events and the support and the programming and the money you need to spend, but you can't give up 6 months in. You can't change it 8 months in because it all works together. And like, if you stop in any part of this, the rest is not going to work. These are all compounded. This is like a whole branding thing. You know what I mean? So like, I'm going to say we're going to win, but it's like the sum of the parts. You have to go to Champ. For us, it was from less client. It was Champs and Hall Flowers and the building and all the stuff we're doing. You have to be at all these things. You have to invest into the video team. You have to know that you're going to get no views building content for the first year, but you have, and we have to, and no one can change our mind. We can't be like, no, we got to kill the video stuff. It doesn't seem to be working. It is fucking working because I'm telling you what to expect. But like, no, people like always say, yes, 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 you've seen it. New CEO comes in. Oh, we're going to review this whole plan and blah, blah. A new controller, new whoever comes in, always changes.
Switching
new distribution. And then it's like, I'm now explaining like who I am.
Starting from square one.
You're paying me $35,000 a month. And then now like in 6 months and I'm delivering you stuff that you said it's the best work you've ever seen. And then like a month later, I'm like going, hi, I'm Rama. You've been paying me. I've been working for your company. And I do this agency called Green Street. Never heard of it. Okay.
Never heard of
like,
it.
Like super bad. This is, you know what I mean? Because and you were at like, well, this is another thing. I think the epidemic in cannabis that's bad It's every failed person from music, fashion, energy drinks, whatever. It's like the people that couldn't make it there.
Yeah.
It's like the most mediocre person from like a sportswear company or energy drink company or an alcohol company. And you're like, they were at blah, blah, blah for 2 years, yeah. You know, like, and now they're doing the stuff and you're like, okay, cool. Like they were at North Face for 2 years or whatever right. It is, you know what I mean? Red yeah. Bull for 2 years. Yeah. And now like they're running your company, like right. They're running their CMO of your company mm-hmm. And they like, cause they controlled a one half of a state for a little bit. Like mm-hmm. What's going on here? You know what I mean? And like they have never heard of Hi-Rise or never. I had a meeting today. The person never heard of Hi-Rise.
Okay. So that's interesting.
And I explained it to someone and I was like, this is super bad. Like that's, you should not be making any decisions.
That's funny company. You said that. Well, we yeah. Talked about this like a while ago and it's just like, if you're a marketing manager and like you've never heard of us, then you're not doing a good job at your job. You should know who the players are in the industry. You should know Green Street. You should know Hi-Rise. You should know what's going on.
Yeah. Even you guys more than us, but like there's zero people. If you've been in cannabis for 6 months and you don't know who you guys are, is like, you're definitely not in cannabis.
Right.
It's insanity. You know what right. I mean? And you guys have like a big following or whatever. Like we're like more behind the scenes, but yeah, it's insane. People are, and then, or like, but they don't even want to do the research or put it in, or they don't even,
because they don't give a shit because they work yeah. till 2:30 and then they go to yeah. the rock climbing gym or they go to fucking golf or they go because they don't yeah. care. Like yeah. they just get this yeah. cannabis community job, this not even cannabis industry job. And their yeah. whole family's like, yeah. oh, you're working in weed. You yeah. are smart. That's a booming industry. Yeah. And they're like, hell yeah. yeah. What time are you getting off? Let's go do some shit yeah. that, because yeah. they don't give a fuck about the community. And they're just flexing their job, to their friends. Just wanna, you know what I mean?
Again, and you've seen this forever, LinkedIn. Like when you look at anyone that wants to meet with me, like before I meet with them, regardless of who it is, I creep on them, LinkedIn, Instagram, everything. I want to know everything I can about them before I even meet with them. One, so they don't have to explain who they are, but two, so I know if I even want to fuck with them or meet with them or give them any of my energy or who they, you know what I mean? Like if I can trust them.
Yeah.
And LinkedIn, you'll see like this thing where every 2 years people have a new job and it's like, and there's a serial like stepping stone. They're only taking this role at the cannabis company for 2 years. To take the next job for the bigger, because you can get the raise and go up for 2 years.
Leverage the titles.
And that's corporate it. And that's ladder, all they're dude. Doing it for. Yeah, and you know what I mean? Ladder. So that's all it is, you know? And first, not all of them, of course, but like when you see that, so that's just a different approach to me. Like those people I'm super scared of.
Just red flag, you know? Easy yeah. red flag.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. Not that some of those people aren't great, you know, but like that, it just, again, it's different. I'm a lifer in the space. Like this is all we're doing.
It's just, it's so yeah. rare to, I guess, be whatever, just long term. Nobody looks long term. Everybody's just short term gratification, the instant money, the whatever it is. Like,
yeah,
very few people are looking at the, you know, the year strategy, yeah. not the
yeah.
month strategy.
I'm looking at the like the next decade. Gary right. is like, that's too short term. We need to be thinking 20 and 30 years from now. I'm like, yeah. you're insane, you know.
So, how often do you talk to Gary? Is it like once a month, every day? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so well, if texting is talking or emailing, then a lot, and
yesterday. Like how, like out of a 1 to 10, how involved is he in Green Street?
It's hard to answer. I'd say overall vision thing, everything. I mean, a 9, you know, yeah. I'll do.
So he's like pretty active. He's not just like,
I'll give it, you know, can't give it a rookie score, 9.1, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah, the vision, the confidence. Yeah. I mean, he's the headliner of a festival. He headlined Hall of Flowers for us. He gives me the confidence. I was, when I met Gary, I was a little boat lost in the ocean. I was Contiki. Mm-hmm. I was like, is this fucking raft going to hit the thing? Straight up. I was like, I'm just going for it. And like you guys are now probably, you're like, holy shit, what the fuck are we doing? You know?
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? And when Gary came in, it was like it was Hawaii. I was like, not only did they make it, it's in fucking Bahamas, paradise. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, you know, it was fucking insanity. So like that confidence alone that he gave me that I'm doing the right thing is priceless, you know? So to me, super involved. Like every move that we make or I make is absolutely like, what would Gary do? What's going on, you know?
Right.
And then I don't engage him on stuff unless it's like happening.
So is he like pitching you shit or you're pitching him shit or what?
Both.
Like, yeah.
Both. Vayner Sports hits us up about stuff, you know.
And they'll cross mingle all the other
yeah.
entities.
And then he'll be like, put me on a text thing like about an NFT thing. Yeah. It's anything cannabis related. Mm-hmm. Like that he's like, you want to do like the real weed shit, you got to talk to Rama.
Got it.
You know, yeah. So, and then the agency works with us and their whole team works with us on stuff. And yeah. And I look at him like the magic potion button on a video game. Like, it only's going to clear the screen so many times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I barely use it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I forget. I love to forget about it. I pitch people use it sometimes. And like, Gary, at the end, I'm like, yeah, so that's it. Do you have any questions? And they go, is Gary Vaynerchuk involved in this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. He owns half the company. And they're like, wait, what? And
all
I'm
you
like,
say, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, like, yeah, he bought half the company a couple years ago. And they're like, do you talk to him? And I'm like, yeah, like every day or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Like, I don't, oh my God. But I love that it's not like what I'm leading with. Again, right, I'm not, right. Like, I used to be like, magic
potion.
Like, oh,
by the way, yeah.
You know, yeah, it's because he's not going to, you know, I mean, I could call him now. He might answer. But like, he's not there to do the small things. He's,
right,
he's like
my.
Right,
the bigger vision. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's the 30-year goal. You know, he thinks cannabis is going to be.
It's not even started.
On Clubhouse, he said, like, you know, that, right, that we haven't even, if it's a baseball game, we haven't even taken a shower and put our socks on yet.
Yeah.
And that he thinks it's, you know, Gary's, to me, it's like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk believes that cannabis is going to be as big as milk. Where there's just going to be like, it's going to be, you know, multi-billion dollars kind of thing, right? It's going to be that normal and mainstream, and that's 30 years from now. And he just wants to own the milk companies.
Could be like dairy, dude, like bigger than milk, because all the things you can do with the hemp and the cannabis plant.
It's so unbelievable. The medicine that's going to come out of this is ridiculous. The hemp stuff is insane.
The hemp
way
fiber
crazier.
Stuff.
Oh my God, way crazier.
Commodity resource.
Brian Herman, he was on the G-Pen skate team. And that we put together with ears, and he bought a hemp farm years and years and years ago, and he's been the one talking about it. And I'm like, dude, it's not weed. He's like, no, we're doing that kind of too, maybe. But like the hemp stuff, he's been so on for so long, and he that made me research like what happened, and it every single thing can be made of hemp, dude. Like
where it's strong 100%.
Yeah,
used for
it's
everything.
Crazy.
Like, 100%. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. Keep cannabis illegal.
Yeah.
We need those shirts.
I got some new designs for you.
Nice, amazing. Yeah, so I want to do Keep Cannabis Illegal. I have the website. Let's do it as like, I also have like Everyone Smokes Pot. I own 100 websites. I'm addicted to URLs.
Okay, what's the top three best domains you got? I know you got some good ones.
Aaron's got a couple.
I got a couple good ones too.
I mean, it's hard to pick my favorite children, you know, because I have 100 of them. I literally have 100 of them.
Yeah.
You know, and which is not good.
Yeah.
I'm addicted. And I mean, Wax God is a pretty good one. Six
That's
letters.
Pretty good, yeah.
Wax God.
That's pretty good.
Dab Spa, interesting one, you know, six letters.
Potential.
You know, Everyone Smokes Pot.
That's a good one.
What's the one we were just
you
talking
have
about?
Silabong Valley.
Silabong Valley, yeah. I have a whole bunch of them.
You have a couple. I remember when you sent me the
I sent you a list?
Yeah.
Yeah, hilarious.
Wow, yeah.
I don't remember it. I'm addicted to it. It's not good. It's not good.
Have you ever like sold one for a bunch of money?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I've sold a few.
Yeah.
I want to do it more. You know?
No. So what's up with I was looking into this last night. Now the new thing is buying the decentralized shit, the blockchain shit.
The land.
But I don't know how it works. I was like looking into it, but whatever you buy it, it's like a one-time thing on the blockchain, whatever you secure your space in the digital, whatever.
Yeah. We're doing an NFT project.
So that's my next question.
Yeah, we're doing an NFT project. Yeah.
Is that tied to the building or tied
yeah,
to
the
the
building,
festival,
the festival,
or
festival
both,
everything,
or everything?
Yeah, it's like a mini V.
I was like,
is that a Weaver's one?
Yeah. A Weaver's one? Well, I'm gonna start.
Is it tied into Gary? Into Gif? Fucking talk. Is it tied into V Friends?
Is it separate? It's separate from V Friends for sure. But we're talking about a potential collabo. You know, thing like you know crossover little thing. You know, but we love them. But it's going to be like a sliver of V Friends, meaning like it's working with an awesome artist, like that's super proven in the space that I've known for a long time. It's cannabis related, you know, it's utility behind it in the festival and the building, dinners, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. At the moment, right now, I might as well talk about it. We're doing like 4,444 of them. Just like V Friends, you know what art you're buying, so you know what you're buying from us. You know, it's not like a minted thing.
Yeah,
it's not auto generated. Everything is made by us, just like V Friends as well. And our hope is to release it in April. That gives you access to the festival in May, and
it'll be out before the festival.
That's the idea. Yeah,
so that way you could purchase some.
Yeah, Gary's advice to us was, you know, Andy. Who runs V Friends? Actually, when I say Gary, like sometimes it's Andy or Tyler that like run
it's
the day to day.
Gary's
team, but Andy and I talked about it, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he's like, "Way too crazy." He's like, "Make it simple. Don't put a time frame on it. Just do it right." You know, I mean, you could either do it first or do it right, and you can't do it first anymore. So just do it right. And that's my suggestion. And yeah, so that's what we're doing, taking our time with it. But, you know, it's like a forever thing. I'm not looking at it like it's for sure not the flippy scammy thing. It's for right. me, it would destroy my everything, mm-hmm. you know, like my partners in it. Lincoln from, you know, from Pluto Pearls and from, you know, Hall of Flowers and stuff, Lincoln Barnett the third and our partner Brian, who runs Noah Botanicals in Hawaii, mm-hmm. on Hawaii, and super, super brilliant guy. And we're setting up essentially like a NFT blockchain solutions for cannabis.
Like payment
so,
shit.
With everything. So like we're going to do our first NFT project, but already like just 3 months into it, the few people we've talked to about it have said, can you do an NFT thing for me? And I think the answer is yes. I think every dispensary needs to have an NFT program.
Okay, get this, Rama.
Yeah. You already.
Okay. I signed on New Year's Eve. We were fucking have a little party here or whatever. And I signed Derek. I'm like, dude, let's just fucking pop up a little metaverse dispensary. I can get it done in fucking literally 2 days. Like yeah, I already had it done. Actually, I had a virtual build out of a lobby of our high rise thing, which I could easily just make a dispensary. Anyways, 6 months ago I had that. And I'm like, dude, we need to do it real quick. Somebody's going to do it. Whatever. Last night I Googled just cannabis metaverse dispensary to see what pops up.
Yeah.
Literally like a fucking week ago, dude. Somebody did some bullshit, whatever. And my reasoning was let's do it to just get the PR to be the first dispensary in the cannabis, whatever the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody did it like last week. Sure. I was like, dude, we had it 6 months ago. We should have just published it like everywhere. Sleeping so hard.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah, that's like a question I had for you is like future shit, metaverse shit, like future is going to be like festivals in the metaverse and like buildings in the metaverse and like whatever, theoretically. Yeah. Like,
I want to be Snoop's neighbor, but I don't know.
Did you see that the guy bought the house for $400,000 in the metaverse?
I didn't see the price, but I saw that he paid a lot of money for it.
It was $450,000.
Yeah, that's ridiculous to me.
This dude bought the house next to Snoop Dogg's house in the metaverse. But why? Because Snoop's going to have concerts and there's going to be traffic or something that they can leverage or something like that?
I think that's it's just your Snoop's neighbor and you're a rich guy. You know,
and you're just fucking got the Snoop's land.
We just tell people that you're Snoop's neighbor now.
Like, yeah, I think that, I mean, the interesting thing for me is like the resale and the lease of the stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, like Gary's doing this fly fishing club thing.
I saw the restaurant. Right?
You know, the restaurant, you know, and you can like sell your membership to someone else. So it's like Soho House or whatever, but you know, if you could sell your membership, if there's only a certain amount and then they were really valuable and you could sell your membership for more than you ever paid for 2 years of food, all your money back, whatever, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? So,
right.
So yeah, I think that to me, it's like, I look at, well, two things. I had an art gallery for a decade. So most NFTs I look at like art, mm-hmm. right? So our project is art-based, famous artists involved, like super proven, like the art alone is what we're going to sell it for. He's already selling art for way more than that in NFTs already. So already it's like a win.
Right.
And then Gary's involved, I'm involved, like Green Street's involved. I don't know how much Gary's going to be involved. If it's awesome, he'll be really involved. If it's not, much less probably, you know what I mean? But it's all through Green Street. So by default, he's involved because he's our partner.
Right.
But again, I'm trying to make it awesome. So he wants to do it and he's proud of it. You know, obviously that's the goal. And, you know, but the future of it is every loyalty program that exists, like every dispensary, just the loyalty. So every brand as a loyalty should be doing it this way. It already is a loyalty program. Like they're just like, they're building, they don't realize.
It's a community. It's building another community within your.
Or it's the future. Mm-hmm. It's like you know, like if we started Donuts and Pizza, Donuts and Pizza is an NFT club. If you went to donutsandpizza.com right now, you'll read about it. It's an NFT event. You know, right now we're doing them just as invite only. Like you came the other day, whatever. Soon, next month, we're going to finally sit down with everybody that came, be like, here's the plan. Do you want to like be involved and own this Donuts and Pizza property with us? You guys are gonna be like, of course we do. And what it means is like, you know, if it becomes a cafe in Hong Kong or in South Korea and there's 50 Donuts and Pizza shops, we own it together. And it's not just owned by me, you know? And then in the meantime, like the music we're going to listen to and the food we're going to get and everything is going to be decided by us.
So what is that? That's called DAO. What is that? DAO or some
shit?
Yeah,
that's right.
That's funny because I was reading about that last night because I'm trying to learn more about it because I don't understand it.
That's right.
So like, what is that? Basically you can pool your funds and it's decided by, you could probably explain it better.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's exactly that. It's exactly right. It's like, it's any way you want to do it. So that's the cool news. It's like, you guys can decide, this is how we want our business run.
You could like raise money and then it's dictate. They can dictate where it goes or something.
Yeah. Right? So a lot of people have that. So we'll have a pool of all the money that's made, percentages go to certain things. And these people can decide and pick, the people that own the NFTs will decide where the money is spent. You know? So it's like, where the profits are going.
Right. Like, it's this, not going to like a $62,000 rock climbing wall or something.
That's right. That's right. Or it does, but you vote on it. You know?
Or yeah, or maybe you do. Yeah. Fuck it.
The coolest one that exists that you guys should check out is called Friends with Benefits. It's an old friend of mine, Trevor, that started it. I haven't talked to him in a decade, but it's the coolest one out there. And it's like it's a club, Friends with Benefits. You buy to get into it. You have to apply to even get a token. I think for the token, one coin or something like that, one token, you get access to like a certain amount of things. I think you need to have three of them to get IRL event access. But that's what this place could be that.
So that's we've been, dude, every day people, you guys need to do an NFT. Why don't you have an NFT? We know, dude, but like, I don't know what to do.
NFT,
I don't want to rush it either, you know?
You don't, because it's forever.
But that's what I'm leaning more towards is, maybe it's a membership pass or something.
What did Nelk announce? Bro. Today, right?
Those fools are going to be.
They had 181,000 signups in 24 hours.
200,000, I saw.
I think it drops
morning.
Tomorrow or something, right?
Yeah, I wonder what they're going to do. But they're going to do utility based behind it.
They're going to fucking make all the money.
So Gary was on with them the other day, and then they announced their thing. So
I saw that. Yeah, he's on the podcast. Yeah. They uploaded like a 1 minute like teaser thing for it earlier today. Like, about the drop or whatever. But yeah, I'm curious to see. They're always like, I don't know. That's what they're the best at, is like, they go so deep into their community, and like, they'll go to their fans' house and just stay the night and like fly them out and whatever, like at scale, like every day, all day, nonstop. Yeah. You know, and it's like,
they're super smart,
diehard following. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm a huge fan there. It's I identify as like a 29 year old kind of, I think, or whatever. Like, even though I'm 45 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah. The NFT thing is super interesting. It's just the beginning. I look at it as like a reward program, loyalty program, like private club thing that we've always done. And the festival will have a bunch of NFT integration, and eventually next year, I would even say, if the platforms are there, all the ticketing will even be done in on NFTs.
That's what I see being huge on too, is ticketing for sure, right?
It's going to be the future. It's Web3.
Right.
People aren't talking about Web3, and if you don't know what that is, like, that's a whole different world. Mm-hmm. So like, even with Donuts and Pizza, we're starting with like only one question, like, do you own an NFT? Mm-hmm. You know, do you even know what this is?
Right.
I don't want to do an agency anymore. I'm kind of sick of it, but Web3 and cannabis, super interesting to me, you know, and that's something that I'd like to help brands and companies navigate, so I can kind of learn alongside them and make sure that like whatever these people are building doesn't hurt cannabis NFT stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a few people doing it, and I want those projects to, like Crypto Cannabis Club and Stoner Apes or whatever, there's a few of these things. I want those to be so successful, because even though I know it's hard, but like, cause I don't want the stuff that we do to be looked at like it's a failure or a scam because these people didn't do it right or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know any of those people, but if you're in crypto cannabis people, hit me up.
Bang our line.
I'm interested.
Yeah. We got like 3% on this battery. Do you want to
what are we at?
Yeah. We're like 2 hours and
two ten
or something.
Right now?
Yeah.
we
flying.
That was good, though. We got a fucking bunch of shit.
I thought we maybe broke an hour. That's crazy. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
No, okay, we got two-parter, baby.
Great, yeah.
Let's go. Cool. I talk a lot. Everyone knows that already.
No, that was fucking awesome.
That's it. Yeah. So you want to bring us home then? Or like?
Yeah, probably wrap it up, right?
Yeah, you just want to plug the festival real quick. Plug all your shit. Plug the festival real quick. Plug
what's going on? Where building. Can the people find you?
I don't know. I hate plugging stuff. Okay, so... I mean,
see all this shit on our shit. Green Street,
Check out the shit. Put links in the shit down below, you know?
Yeah.
It's Green Street. It's Green Street. I want more beer. It's Green Street and Green Street Festival and, Green Street Los Angeles is the building, greenstreetfest.com. If you're a brand that wants to sponsor the festival or be in the building, hit us up now. It's everything's selling out so crazy. So, like, so fast. The building is... filling up not as fast, but the most amazing people are already in there, and there's very few spots, and it's forever, and the festival is selling out incredibly fast, and that's in May. But if you're a legit brand and you want to be part of you know, the cannabis community and join the thought leaders of the world in cannabis, then, you know, come join us.
Pull up.
Come fuck with Rama.
Yeah.
Be our neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. These guys are there. So yeah, we'll
be
there too.
We'll be hanging out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And that's it. Fucking whatever. I love you guys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I love you too. Thank you so much for coming down, man. Always learn so much. Rama's like our fucking big brother in this shit. So it's always a pleasure to sit down and chop it up.
Big brother, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Right?
Cool. Good, good, good. All
right, take us home, Aaron.
All right. Thanks for watching. Subscribe, comment. Be back next week. Keep pushing, keep rising. We out.
Peace.